Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. In studio, we have Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear. We went over a lot of tonight's agenda for the City Commission meeting, but there's a couple more things we want to talk about on that real quick before we update some folks on some summer construction in the area, especially on the consent agenda and just a little City Commission 101. The consent agenda is really kind of more housekeeping things in nature that kind of as a consent.
Observed before, yeah. or traditional administrative things that usually aren't controversial, but obviously if there are, the commission can ask questions, the public can ask questions about those particular items, and if there's a desire to move something to the general agenda, that only takes one commissioner to ask for that, and it happens.
And there's a couple things that we'll just mention.
A couple of items that I think are noteworthy there is that we have an item that requests the mayor and city clerk to execute a contract amendment number one with Olson Associates of Manhattan, Kansas, in an amount not to exceed $441,850 for the next phase of engineering and architectural services for the Aggieville Infrastructure Analysis Project. You can recall that we've done the Aggieville Vision Plan. We've done the initial phase of the Aggieville Parking and Circulation Plan, and that really focused on the goal to put additional public structured parking in, ideally partnering with other developers in the future, but it really focused on how many additional parking spaces might be needed, and that number was up in that 900 number was really an item of additional parking provided, so trying to create parking structures on the lots we own, or we sold a lot to a developer. And so that would be this item is really going to look at the rest of it. So How does the rest of Aggieville want to look for the future and be developed? So Morrow, you think of an old historic road. You know, the vision plan envisions that pretty much stay the same of the single or two story type structure, historic roadway, but it's got a lot of parking on it. It's one way. It's got both parallel and angle parking, and the current sidewalks are not wide enough to put any outdoor dining on. So what's the new street through Aggieville want to be? Or do we want a street? Maybe it's a partial street, or there's only parking on one side so that you could widen the sidewalks, put in more streetscape infrastructure, lighting, amenities for outdoor dining, or... You know, do you potentially design it so that it only carries traffic but can be closed off for a festival event or something like that, an entertainment event, and has more of a public plaza feel to it that carries traffic or a parade or something like that? So that whole aspect of discussion is kind of the next step. Also taking a little deeper look at some of these parking structures and how might they look and function as a mixed-use type development. So that's really the focus. There's a lot of public input anticipated in this phase of the project.
Let's go ahead and move on real quick because we're about out of time. Let's go update some folks on some summer construction real quick.
Okay, we can do that.
Not as much as last summer.
There's not. The good news is that if you live along Juliet, especially close to Bluemont, we have the first phase of that project complete, and those two blocks are open. So Juliet from Bluemont to Laramie is open, and they've started on phase two now, which is the next two blocks, reconstructing that street. They've salvaged brick and relaying it on a new street so that I think if you drive it, you still have that brick feel to it, but you don't have all these bumps and dents and gullies. And I think it's a big improvement. There's some sidewalks improvements that's been done to that as well. So but you're still closed off, and we've got three phases of grants that have been awarded for that. And so that's a continual project that'll just keep moving south all the way to points eventually. But the next section is the next two-block section. Also doing stormwater and water improvements in conjunction with that while we're digging stuff up. Another one out here at Allen Road, we were hoping to be done by now. The contractor has hit a conflict with other private utilities that are in the ground, and we're waiting on those utility companies to relocate their items so that they can finish the installation of that water and sewer main. Otherwise, we have a number of different projects that our street crews are working on and contract workers. There's a lot of work up around the neighborhood surrounding the zoo with full street replacement. There's some work out here in the Berry streets. There's some work right out here on Casement. And so most of that, that's part of a grant project that's also putting in more sidewalks. We have a number of improvements with our own crews in various neighborhoods. There's some work in the Stag Hill area. Be cautious. About half of the asphalt work is complete. There's a big piece of Kimball west of college that is scheduled to be redone before school starts. I think the construction's going well on the Marlette and Denison project. That roadway's totally closed, and they're working to reconstruct that to a new three-lane facility as well as a 10-foot separate bicycle pedestrian path, and they're targeting that for fall. I don't think they're going to beat the start of the school or the football season, but that's that work's going well. We've got work out on Anderson Avenue where we're down to two lanes, redoing some work there. That's there by the old Farm Bureau building. So just there's a lot of work. We try and focus a lot of the work around campus where there's some the students are gone and there's more access to the streets because there's not cars parked on them. It's a busy time, and we appreciate everybody's patience.
The time of year, right, Mayor?
Summer is when we do road work here. And because so many of the students are gone, the population is gone. So it's a good thing just to have patience.
Works out. Be patient. Enjoy the summer. Everybody chill.
Arts in the Park.
Arts in the Park.
That's right.
When is that?
Every Friday.
Every Friday.
Mm-hmm. Municipal right. Band tonight, too.
That's right. Yep. Uh-huh. Thanks so much. Manhattan City Bank.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
KMAN. Manhattan. This is CBS News on the app.